Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. This is our third podcast episode, bonus episode, on The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. In the last one, we saw that the man whom Screwtape, the demon, is tempting, has started going to church. And that's something that concerns Screwtape, and also Wormwood, the senior demon, Screwtape's uncle, who's giving him advice on how to tempt this man. Well, the church thing aside, the third letter deals with some close-to-home stuff, because, of course, Christianity is something that should be lived out in our lives, and so Screwtape and Wormwood start thinking about, alright, how do we prevent this man from actually living out the things that he hears in the scriptures in his day-to-day life? Something we learn about the bachelor, the unnamed man who Screwtape is tempting, is that he lives in London with his mother. They have a home together. Seems like perhaps his father has passed, is deceased. His mother must be a widow because he's never mentioned. But you've got just the man and his mother. Wormwood's advice to Screwtape is that at every moment, Wormwood do his best, or Screwtape do his best, to keep the relationship between the man and his mother tense and bitter. Make him, Wormwood tells Screwtape, make your man focus on every last little thing she does. Everything that this man's mother does should bother him. Whereas, Wormwood tells Screwtape, you should make your man feel every time his mother criticizes him that she's being unreasonable, that she's a fault finder. So everything that she does should be blown out of proportion and taken as badly as possible, whereas he's going to get offended every time she's bothered by something that he's doing. Man, is that not one of the most pernicious things that can happen? We see ourselves as innocent and fault-free, and we look at others in a very judgmental, harsh, heavy way. And then, Wormwood offers some really, the right word here is diabolical advice. Your man, he says to Screwtape, is certainly being told to pray for those whom he loves. It seems like the man's mother is not an active Christian either. And so he's being told to pray for her. And Wormwood says, ooh, this is good. Here's what you can do, young Screwtape. Lead the man to constantly pray for his mother's soul. To constantly pray that she find Jesus, that she find religion, that she start coming to church, and let that be the sum total of his prayers. Let him never actually ask what's going on for his mother, that he might pray for her if she's feeling well, if she's feeling sick or upset or sad, or there's a war is brewing. The World War II is about to break at some point here in the book. We'll get to the fifth letter is when World War II suddenly starts, and it's a big exciting moment for these demons. Wormwood tells Screwtape, have your man praying for her soul, quote-unquote, and not so much for her. Have him think about his mother as some person who he happens to live with and her soul as the more important thing. Have him, frankly, be so unconsiderate and unloving toward her as an actual person, and have him kind of build up in his head the concept of his mother, for a soul for whom he prays. Something that's being emphasized there is simply the fact that we can often separate day-to-day from what we would think of as religious. We pray for someone's soul, we pray for them in general, and we never actually care about them in particular as an actual person. Now, this is something that the demons love to see in the Screwtape letters here, that we separate people from people. That we act as if souls were the only thing that mattered, when God calls us into the world to love people, to love the people whom he places us in contact with. We should always remember that our love for our neighbors is actually played out in what we do for people. Now, there's nothing wrong with the man's prayers for his mother's soul, but when they're divorced of any kind of kindness toward her as a person, that's what the demons want. They want him praying for her soul and to still be tense and bitter and unloving toward her in person. When we divorce those two things, when we separate them like that, when we can act one way towards someone in real life and another way toward them in our prayers, there's something deeply wrong. Instead, we want to recognize that the person for whom we pray is the person whom we're called to serve by God. That's our episode 3 of the Screwtape Letters. Again, we'll pick up these episodes every Wednesday and Friday. God bless you, friends, and I'll see you soon.